Well, there's no question, whenever we talk about bass buzz or being out there and talking about bass fishing, the first name that comes to mind to me is Bill Dance. And Bill, welcome to the program.
Hey, great. It's nice being here and being with you again. How you been doing?
I've been doing good. Springtime, of course, is up and down the roller coaster. You and I talked about that, and it seems like we get one good day of fishing, and then we have a cold front come through.
Oh, I tell you what, you know, they say spring is such a wonderful time to fish. That, to me, it's the worst time to fish. You get temperature changes, you get cold fronts, and then it warms back up. You get such a bounce in temperature. You get a pressure systems are strong at this time of the year, and it's just rains, you know, runoff. It's just, you give me late summer, give me the fall and the winter, and I'm just happy as a rabbit in a lettuce patch. That's my favorite time to fish, late fall through the winter anyway.
Well, I kid you all the time. I told you that I had to be Bill Dance to be able to catch one now, and you said maybe not even Bill Dance, right?
Well, I tell you, you know, we're hitting one good day out of about four. We get one good day and three bad ones, but that's starting to improve a little bit. Our batting average is going up now to about 2 for 4, so I guess that's why they call it fishing and not catching.
That's right. You know, you're in the mid part of the country down by Memphis and you know, have been around this game probably longer than anybody. And, you know, Bill, I know you're not out fishing BASS or FLW, but you still fish tournaments and you still get out there and get engaged and do that kind of stuff. Give me an idea what you see is different maybe now compared to what it was when you were fishing tournaments routinely.
Well, competitiveness, today, it's gotten so much more commercial than it was back when I was, you know, back in the late 60s, early 70s, on into the 80s. You had a bunch of close-knit guys who respected each other 1,000%. They respected each other's area. They shared information. It wasn't a lot of baloney, what they told, you know, what I told people and what people told me. Today, it's just kind of a run-and-gun type. If I can beat you to your fish, that's what I'm going to do, because the money is so much bigger today. Now, there's a lot of great guys out there doing it, and a lot of good fishermen out there doing it that are competing today. Today, the competitiveness is so strong that I think the word respect is just kind of filtered away. Not to say that all guys are like that. A lot of guys still, you take the Denny Briers, you take a lot of the older guys that have been around, George Cochran, Ricky Klun, Larry Nixon. You take these guys. These guys respect, they have that respect, and they respect anybody who throws a plug. So, but the younger set seems to be, it's different than it once was. It's much different than it once was. And I guess maybe the prize money is so much big that it might make you do crazy things. But the older guys, it hadn't affected them, though. They're still the same old boys that I used to fish against, and the guys that have a lot of respect for the sport and what they do. And they're loyal to their sponsors.
Well, the practical jokes. I mean, the things that you did, you know, that I've been privy of, and I probably have only know of about, you know, maybe a third of the ones that you've ever pulled off. But do you see that the tournament fishing has gotten so serious that a lot of that stuff doesn't happen anymore? Or do you think?
Oh, it doesn't. Absolutely, it doesn't. It's just all business. The fun just doesn't seem to be there. And I'm not just saying, I'm not on that level, believe me. But I'm talking to, I'm with a lot of these guys 6, 8, 10 times a year. And Roland Martin and Johnny Morris and I were talking about it the other day. They just don't seem to have the fun that they once had. Roland and Johnny and I went down to Marco Island grouper fishing, and Roland was wanting to put me on a fish bigger than me, and we've been planning this for a long time, and it gave us a lot of time out bobbing in the Gulf to talk about and reminisce about what it was like when we were all competing and how it has changed. But no, I agree with you on that. I just don't think they had the fun that we had. We really went at it, and we had dinner together. We laughed, we joked, we kidded. It was just a different time and different swing totally than it is today. Well, I think, like I say, I'll go back to it. It's just so doggone competitive today. It was competitive then, but not like it is with the dollars that are paid out today.
Well, everybody kind of maybe takes themselves a little bit too serious, you know, with TV and all the things that have happened with TV. I mean, you know, you've got this image thing, an ego, And, you know, I think that's something that I always liked about Bill Dance was the fact that even though you were so competitive, super competitive, wanted to win everything you fished, you still knew how to have a good time and still knew how to laugh.
Well, that's what it's all about. I mean, you know, it's, you know, there's days you win, there's days they win, and that's the way the good Lord intended it to be. But we made a fun thing out of it, and by making a fun thing out of it, it made you fish more relaxed, and it was just, like I say, it was just a different time and a time that I wouldn't take anything for. I just came along at the right time and got in those early days, and it was just a memorable time. We look forward to getting together and sharing ideas and sharing thoughts, and of course we kidded a lot and made jokes of things, and but it's not like it is today, though.
Well, I said it, and you know, I'm on the computer 99% of the day anymore, and there's a new thing called YouTube. And the other day I'm going in there, I said, I got to see if Dance's stuff's out there. So the blooper stuff, going crazy still, and big readership, big viewership, and people like to watch you hurt yourself.
Hey, somebody said, when are you going to do another blooper? Well, I told them, I said, shoot, we could do a blooper every week. That's a series of bloopers when we go, but we just introduced blooper 4. Which will be out on the market late this spring, but around by Father's Day anyway. But we've gotten a lot of mileage out of those things, and the production crew, our producers, have just kept a lot of this stuff. And years ago, they said, why don't we put together a blooper show? Well, we put that blooper show together, and it went tremendously well. It ran on the Tonight Show. It ran on Rogan's Heroes, that show they did on the West Coast. The BBC ran it in London. And even today, we have contracts with CBS, NBC, and ABC on their blooper things. They buy X amount of bloopers from us every year. So the sales of Video 1, 2, 3, and so far, Blooper 4 has just been fantastic. It's just another means to be able to show America how goofy and how stupid I am, I guess.
Well, the battery falling on your toe, the snake falling out of the tree, the fence falling over, the great big swan attacking you. I mean, I can go on and on and on, and every time I think about it, all of them, I laugh. And I think it's because I know your personality, too. You know, we know that's Bill Dance.
Well, those things happen. They really do. And we've been fortunate that we shoot normally. Our producers have told our camera crew we shoot either two to three cameras the majority of the time. They said, when something happens, don't stop. Just let it roll. Fortunately, they captured a lot of that stuff, and it's been real, real good for us.
Well, Bill, I got to tell you, this past year at the Classic, you and Hank Parker and a lot of guys in the Berkeley booth were having some fun. Roland Martin was in there, and you were arguing about what line was better. And I will tell you, that was a hoot. Now, that was a lot of fun watching you guys reminisce. And I know Parker and you give each other trouble all the time, but that was fun to watch.
Yeah, we, you talk about Strand and Tri-Lane, you know, that Pure Fishing bought Strand, and they brought it under the... brought it into the family, into the Tri-Lane family, and they got to thinking, well, you know, we've kind of just favored this line, and we need to become enemies again, and like we once were, you know, the two competitive lines, and so they came up with the idea of letting Hank talk about Tri-Lane, let me talk about Strand. And we blasted each other back and forth, and they got a lot of mileage out of that, you know, like I told Hank, you know, he's real good at that. He's real witty, and he's quick. He's starting to wear those slip-on shoes because he doesn't know how to tie knots. And we had a lot of fun with that.
Well, no doubt about it. You know, one of the great heroes of our sport, Bill, you know, you and I get a chance to talk once in a while, and of course I enjoy every minute of it. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, it doesn't matter how old you get. As long as you have fun when you're on the water, that's what it's all about, and you just epitomize that to me.
Well, that's what it's all about. I mean, if you don't enjoy what you're doing, I mean, you might as well give it up. And this is a tremendous sport that you can have a lot of fun with. And I think, bottom line, you fish for the fun of it. Why do you play golf? You play golf for the fun of it. Why do you play tennis? You play for the fun of it. So fun is a small word, but a three-letter word, but it's a big, big word when it comes to our sport especially. It's fun to go fishing, whether you win or where you lose. I mean, whether you catch them or don't catch them, it's still fun. It beats working. Although it is a form of work, but it's enjoyable work, and it's a fun type work.
Well, no doubt about it. Right now in the springtime here, we talked about it earlier, it's a lot of work right now, but it's going to get better, isn't it?
Absolutely it is. Absolutely.
Thanks for being with us here at Bass Buzz. I tell you what, I'm going to call you back. We've got some more stuff we want to talk to you about, and always, you know, you're a great guy to always fit me in, and I appreciate that.
Hey, listen, I appreciate you, and tell all your listeners, we appreciate them too.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Buzz.